Welcome to This Shifting Moment. Every Monday and Wednesday, we focus on a reading. And these readings come from Richard's vast library of thought leaders, teachers, and spiritual guides. And after the reading, we offer up an invitation. And it's an invitation that's designed to move something in your own heart. It's designed to help you wake up, help you through your afternoon, or to wind down at the end of the day. Welcome to This Shifting Moment. We hope it helps.
Christina Feldman, The Potential of the Mind. The mind has the potential to be a source of great sorrow and confusion, but it also holds the potential to be the mother of great simplicity and wisdom, the place where we discover serenity, insight, balance, depth, and vibrancy is not separate from the place where confusion, complexity, and agitation are generated. The great Zen master Dogen said this: "In your meditation, you yourself are the mirror reflecting the solution of your problems. The human mind has the absolute freedom within its true nature. You can attain this freedom intuitively. Don't work towards freedom, but allow the work itself to be freedom." In countless texts and in the experience of countless people, the mind is described as luminous, vibrant, radiant, and still. The mind, which is limitless, shining, and transparent, is the mind we are invited to discover in our quest for simplicity. In learning to discover the mind of simplicity, the Buddha used the analogy of a magic show. A famous magician arrives in town, and you join the crowd scrambling for seats. In speechless amazement, you watch the miracle of people disappearing, rabbits appearing from nowhere, bodies cut in half, and other breathtaking illusions. Glancing around, you see that you share the enchantment of the audience, believing in the reality of what is being created before your eyes. The mixture of drama and comedy is enjoyable when you know that what you're seeing is illusion. To believe those illusions to be real would be less enjoyable. Wanting to repeat the experience of intensity and elation, you return the following evening, but this time find a quiet corner on the wings of the stage. Here the view is very different. You see the concealed wires and trapdoors hidden by the frenzied waving of the magic wand. The tricks no longer surprise you and the illusions no longer deceive. It is a show in which you are no longer a participant. You appreciate and applaud the artistry, but you are awake. We too can discover the transparency of our own magic show, to awaken from the stories and the dreams and rest in the calm simplicity born of seeing clearly the truths of each moment. What a marvelous world it would be if we could choose to have only pleasant thoughts, heartwarming memories, and delightful images. Reality tells us this will never be possible. Our experience tells us that our entrancement with the intensity, the excitement, and the drama of our enchanting stories will be matched by the sorrow that comes as we lose ourselves in disturbing, painful, and agitated stories. It is not the mind that causes pain, but our captivation in which simplicity is surrender. If you were to drop a jewel into a muddy pond, you would be unlikely to find it by taking a stick and frantically stirring it around. All you would achieve would be to make the water cloudy. To find your jewel, it would be more effective to allow the water to settle, to look closely and carefully explore the pond systematically. The same patience and careful attention are called for to discover simplicity within our mind. We will not think ourselves out of complexity. It is not always possible for us to think our way into peace, calmness, or the liberating insights we seek. As Yogi Berra, the great baseball player, put it, how can you think and hit at the same time? Stillness, interest, curiosity, and sensitive attention will always be the pathways of simplicity.
I want to focus on a line in there that was closer to the start. And it simply said, don't work towards freedom, but allow the work itself to be freedom. This really reminds me of a quote that Richard and I were working on in a book that we're about to put out. We made an Instagram post about this as well. But the quote says, it's possible to be content while in process. And I think those two share the same idea, that it's possible throughout our journey, throughout the path, to find freedom, because the freedom really lies within what we're doing right now. To get stuck at an arrival point is only to stress ourselves out. So the invitation today is to lean into freedom right where you are, and to experience that in a new way.